I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you're one of the people that goes to these luxury hotels and then you steal things from them.
Oh, what are they getting? Bathrobes?
Oh, that's all I need to know about you. Okay, the number one thing stolen at hotels is pillows.
Oh, man.
Number two, batteries.
Okay.
Which is weird. Like, you, who, I
you go and you empty
even,
the remotes?
Never in my life would I think to do
that's
that.
That's kind of savvy, man. I mean, that's not bad. Batteries are expensive. That's not a bad thing. Listen, certain things at a hotel you check in, you're supposed to take, right? You can take the lotions, the shampoos, which then you just end up one of those weirdos with a collection of shampoos and lotions and soaps, by the
but
way. You're never going
to
use
the
them.
Batteries.
The shower cap, which nobody actually uses anymore at this point.
4% of luxury hotels had someone steal a mattress in the last year.
How do you get out of the building with the pillow even? Like,
no.
I wouldn't be that ambitious.
No,
mattress.
Forget the pillow. The pillow itself poses problems
because
your luggage is already packed. But how are you going to get a mattress out of there?
To me, the pillow and the mattress are two different groups of people, right? The pillow is the most bold of your friends who's just like, yep, totally my pillow now. Or the person that's on a road trip. The mattress is a heist, Anna Zapp. That's not the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not as if you're not a regular guest just pilfering something. You are committing a heist.
Am I the only one grossed out? Like, you really start thinking about it. You're like, you know how many heads have been on this pillow?
Oh, you can't think about it. You can't think about it. And don't ever go in there with like a black light. Oh, God. Don't you ever do that.
I don't want the batteries. I want to go home and like just take a shower.
I feel like the bathrobe was the running joke forever. The pillow feels a little bit large. The mattress, like I said, totally different type of criminal is what I'm thinking.
Batteries is genius, though.
Batteries could be genius.
Right? That's all I need to know about you.
Because the maid's not counting them. She's just coming through and filling them again when you need them, right? If you're the delivery driver and you constantly walk across the yard, just to, like, I mean, even when there's snow, too, it's like, why would you, number one, want to get your feet wet if you're jumping in and out of a vehicle all day long? Number two.
Oh, yeah. They're marking their territory, Raven.
That's what I'm saying. What weird satisfaction do you get from walking across somebody's, like, you know, white lawn or whatever when there's snow out there or when it's cleaned up?
It's satisfaction. It's satisfaction that you look back and it's only your
track. This is my area. This is my junkyard.
This is what I do. Yeah. I deliver mail, and I have marked your yard because I am your mailman.
He should just lift his leg up and, pee on the mail post, the mailbox post.
I think I'd rather just have the footprints, but sure, whatever makes you happy.
If you say so.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
Banna and Raven, Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line, 203-783-8282. You can call 24-7, leave a message for the big guy, let him know who has been naughty in your life, and we'll make sure he gets those messages.
Message received at 6:20 p.m.
Hi, this is Angel, and I just like to read you my Christmas list.
Good.
And I have been good, but my grandma dug my stocking, so I don't need to tell you what my stocking is.
So I'm good on
so
that.
So I want leggings.
Okay.
Two.
Yep.
That's next is number two. Mini backpack.
Okay.
Three. JoJo bow with unicorn horn.
Me too.
Four. CJ size 14-16. Mm-hmm. 5, JoJo's Siwa bath set. 6, JoJo's Siwa bathrobe or unicorn bathrobe.
Wow.
7, sneakers. My shoe size is 3 or 3.5. Okay, so if you can get those for me, because I've been good. And, yeah, so just, you can call me back at 2 or 3.
I love it.
She actually goes through all of them all over again.
Then she repeats the entire
to make sure
list. Make sure Santa got it. She went pretty quickly the first time.
She's like, yeah. Size 7, size this, size that.
I need that
JoJo
Siwa bow.
PJ size 14-16.
Got it, yeah. I love that she's just leaving her. You know what? It's so much more efficient. Who writes letters to Santa anymore? Just call the Santa tip line. Just let them know directly what you want. Don't worry. We'll,
if you'd
we'll
like
still
to call me
message.
Back, you know, that'd be fine, too.
Press message deleted. Message received at 6:50.
Santa, I think my dad, Daniel Wheeler, should be on the naughty list this year in 2019. One reason why I think that is he brought Dan bought the dinner table. It was very annoying, too. He always harasses me. For instance, once he made me bleeding and I wanted to play a fun game. And he ruined it for me. Three, he is very annoying.
Right.
Something like saying or doing something I don't like. I couldn't stop.
Like that.
He keeps doing it.
That's her father.
My dad. And the last reason is I get good grades in school all the time. So this should be my reward.
Okay,
bye,
Santa.
This is Addison
Gold. Message deleted.
They have a very contentious relationship, her and her father.
I'm telling you, my husband and her father have a lot in common. Like, I don't understand why he must antagonize the children so much. I think it brings him pure joy.
Of course it does. Oh, my. I mean, they're keeping him awake. He has to drive here, there, do these things to these kids, right? This is his revenge.
At least once a day, I yell, "You're the adult, Paul!"
Right. Well, I love it that when she's just trying to speak, he's just making random noise.
100% my husband, too. You want to call the Santa tip line. It's 203-783-8282. Talk about strange conversations to have with your children, Santa and Raven. Are you the hot mom in your class? Has one of your kids' friends ever hit on you? 1-800-330-9999.
And the way you bring it like that is that you are the hot mom, but unfortunately the strange part of this situation was, surprisingly so, you were not.
So Hayden is reading a book. This is my 10-year-old. And it's part of the book is one of the boys in the class, his friend has a crush on the kid's mom.
Oh, man. This is big subject matter.
Yeah, so they were giggling about it in school and talking about it. And she told me, I go, oh, yeah, the hot mom.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the concept.
Right.
You've heard of it before.
Right.
I mean, songs have been written, movies have been made, that type of thing. Stifler's mom.
She's got it going on.
Stifler's mom had it going on, no question.
Well, Stacey's mom had it going on, but Stifler's mom
too, but
also
they just capitalized on that.
So this is the conversation that I had with my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden. Hayden, am I the hot mom in your class?
No.
Are you sure?
There is no hot mom.
Are you just saying that? Have you asked the boys this?
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
Daddy says he's the hot dad. Is that true?
There's no hot parent, so no.
Would you tell me if there were?
I don't know.
So you're saying there's a chance.
It sounds to me like, first off, you're really, really after this, want to be the hot mom here.
And I'm gosh, please stop.
I'm not sure if I believe the fact that nobody has had this discussion whatsoever while you're having group discussions about it while reading this book. Of course they're talking about it.
Well, the whole thing that brought this up was because my mom was the hot mom.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad were married young. They were young when they had me. And I remember all the boys used to tell me, your mom's so pretty.
Yeah.
And, it was one of those things where I'm like, I know, she's pretty.
You had to deal with it. You had to deal with it. And then it happened again, right, as a grown-up?
So it was early on. It was probably, honestly, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago.
Right.
We had a big event here at work. And my mom and dad very rarely come to events.
You first started working here.
Yeah. And, it was a little while in. And all of a sudden, my mom came to one of the events. And my co-host at the time and my boss got real quiet. And I was like, what? They're like, that's your mom? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, you never told us you had a hot mom.
Oh,
I'm guys, stop it. It was literally being brought back to elementary school. Stop looking at my mom. Right.
Alicia, my wife, she was very young when she had her son. And so she was always the hot mom growing up. Like the kids would like catcall from the school bus windows and call out and just scream out the window. You're pretty.
That's nice. Yeah. And what did she do with that?
And the worst part is her maiden name, Woodcock. It would just ramp up, man.
Right.
It was always crazy all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
I had a friend with a hot mom, too.
And did you hit on her?
Relentlessly.
Oh, that is so disgusting,
Raven. For a good
Raven.
7 years solid. Oh. Like, she was dating all the wrong guys. And I was like,
oh, my God, please stop.
And I had a job when I was like 14, 15. And I was like, listen, Gail, you know I'd be clocking dollars.
Wrong with you?
I'm telling you, I asked her to prom, I think.
Oh.
At least one of them. I went to like 7 proms, but I asked her to at least one of my proms.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
1-800-330-9999. Were you the hot mom? Did you have a hot mom? What is your hot mom story? Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your hot mom story?
Hi, yeah. This was a few years ago. I was at a ski mountain getting off an elevator, and there was two either high school or young college boys on there. And when the elevator doors closed, I was in the hallway by myself, and they started screaming, I love you, and yelled the word MILF.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's got to be high school. High school is when you yell, I love you, when they're out of the room. Right.
Yeah. That's a terminology that I hope my daughter never knows, that word.
This is why I tell Anna she can never, ever, ever coach the boys' football team.
Never.
And she keeps volunteering for some reason. She's like, oh, I'm there for this. I can help the community.
Anna and Raven's Couples Court, Tiffany and Curtis. Tiffany, what's going on?
My best friend and I got into a huge fight because when she was really sick, I let her, this was a while ago, but I let her move in with me rent-free. I took care of her. And now, you know, she's saying that I stole money from her. Anyways, long story short, she lied about me to all of our friends, so I do not want to speak to her anymore. Okay. But she was in a wedding. She was my bridesmaid, and she's in all of our pictures. Pictures that we have all over the house, and this is the happiest day of my life, and we are never going to speak again, ever. I want her out of all of these pictures. I'm serious. I want her professionally taken out of all of these pictures because I cannot stand to see her face in them.
Okay.
And, yeah. And he thinks I'm being nuts.
What are you going to do? Like, put a sticker over her face? A smiley face? Like, how
I had a friend
get her
did that.
Out?
They put in an emoji, like a cartoon character, right over that other person in their wedding photos. Actually looked really good.
That seems weird.
Yeah, it was fun for Facebook. I don't know about blow-ups or the canvas prints in the house, but...
How are you going to do this, Tiffany?
Well, there's someone I know who's really, really good with Photoshop, and he can do it so that it's like you can't even tell. It costs $300. It'll be like she was never even there. So I want to pay this guy to do that with all of our pictures.
What's the problem with this? $300, sure.
I think $300 is for like one or two. She wants to edit all of them, the photo album, everything hanging up in the living room, in a bedroom. Like, I think she's crazy. Like, okay, maybe we take down those specific ones with, like, you know, the whole wedding party and just put up the ones of the two of us. You can't Photoshop someone out of your life, right? It's not going to make you feel better.
Imagine if you could rewrite your history on a Zap with Adobe.
Man. It does make me feel better, though, because every time I look at the pictures, because he thinks I'm totally obsessing. And if he wants, and he hates that I keep talking about this. Even if we put up just the pictures of he and I mean, it's not like we're never going to look at the other pictures again. And I cannot stand her. Like, we're done. We are totally done.
What we do is ask our audience what they think. This is interesting. Do you agree with Tiffany? If you've got somebody that has the ability to Photoshop somebody out of your wedding pictures and you hate them that much, do you just cough it up and do it? Or do you see Curtis's side that removing her from the pictures isn't going to remove her from the memories and it's not going to make anything different? This is just a temporary fix to clearly a bigger problem. Suck it up. This is what it was. That's how the day was. You both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Well, Tiffany and Curtis are newlyweds. They've been married for a little while now. Here's the problem. Tiffany had a blowout with one of her friends and they're not friends anymore. And this woman happened to be a bridesmaid at her wedding. She's got an idea. She has hired a graphic designer to Photoshop her out of the pictures.
Bye-bye, like she was never even there.
Curtis says, this is nuts. You sound crazy that you want to do this. She's like, I can't stand to look at our pictures and see her. It's $300 for just a few pictures. Let's just get rid of her.
I feel like, how many of the full wedding party pictures
hanging in your house?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, was this person just photobombing you and your husband all day? Because that would be annoying for other reasons.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on the guy's side, and I think the wife just needs to start to focus on how beautiful a day it was and the love for her husband instead of trying to spend all this money to get rid of a memory. The memory is of the wedding, not of that person in the pictures.
Yeah, I think you bring a good point up, because the truth of the matter is that, yeah, you look at the pictures of you and your husband, but it's still so fresh. In a few years, it's not going to be as important, as awful as that sounds.
You know, the thing, though, is like after the wedding, this happens for a lot of people. Like, there's like, what do you do now?
The letdown.
Yeah. That post-wedding depression, and you get centered on things, maybe.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Anna and Raven's Couples Court. Tiffany has become mortal enemies with a woman who was once so close to her that she was in her bridal party at her wedding a couple years ago.
It happens, man. Sometimes they're there for a while and then they're gone.
Right. It's Anna and Raven, Couples Court. Here's the thing, though. Curtis doesn't like the fact that Tiffany has hired a graphic designer to Photoshop her out of the wedding photos. He says she's being ridiculous. Like, who cares? You want to spend this money? You're not addressing the bigger problem, which is that you've ended a friendship. She says it'll make her feel better because she's sick of looking at her face in these pictures all the time.
The point has been made. Stop looking at these photos all the time, number one. But number two, I mean, it's history, right? You can't erase this person like a cosmonaut. It happened. They were there.
But now you can. There is technology that you can. I mean, a couple $100 and they don't exist in your pictures anymore.
Don't bring back the dinosaurs. Didn't we learn anything from Jurassic Park?
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Okay, well, I think it's crazy. I'm on the husband's side. What's crazy is you have a best friend that you're going to write off for life. Forever is a really long time. I think she's making a snap judgment decision. I think she should put the album away, maybe just hold off, wait a little bit. See how she feels in a year or so. You don't know what could happen. She was a good enough friend to be in a wedding, for crying out loud.
You know, you see this a lot of times. Here's the thing. Wedding, it's stressful, right? I mean, because you have all these big things coming to a head that day. Some people handle stress well, and other people do not. So you could be a basket case. Your friend could be a basket case. But big things happen around these days.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with being a friend or not being a friend. I just don't understand how often she's looking at these pictures. Like, just put them away.
Right.
And then, you know, and, like, wait a few years. I don't think I've looked at my wedding album. I actually looked at it recently, but before that, years.
You mean you don't have photos of you in that dress in every single room of your house?
Of course not. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. She's acting like a 2-year-old.
Grow
like,
up.
Exactly. She may think she's not going to talk to her now, but you never know. Things bring you back together eventually. Then what's she going to do?
Then you're going to try and put her back in. That's
replace
a good
her.
Point.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I think that at the time and place, she had a good friend that was there for her at her wedding, and I think that she should cherish the good memories and let go.
Yeah, sometimes people are there for a certain portion of your life, and other times they phase right out, right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Curtis, our audience agreed with you. Tiffany, people understand why you're so frustrated and why you're so upset, but you have to accept that this is how it was, and maybe you just need to get over that anger in a different way. Take down the pictures that she's in, put up the pictures of just the two of you, and don't ever look at your wedding book again.
Exactly. No, we can look at the wedding book, but yeah, just replacing the ones with just the two of us. I think that makes more sense.
I'll think about it. Okay, all right.
Thank you, babe.
I'll calm down.
$300, though. I mean, just as long as you're not giving originals, I would be interested in the experiment, but you lost.
Yeah, if you have an issue too, send an email, couplescore@star999.com. Over the weekend, we were having a girls' day with my family, and my aunt, she looked at me and she was telling me that she had bought this new 3-foot Santa Claus for her house. And her husband, my uncle, never understands why she continuously brings all these Santa Claus things home, considering that their children are grown, but now she has grandchildren, so she feels this renewed sense of buying more Santa
stuff. Not just trees, not just, you know, Frosties and different decorations, Santa specifically.
And she looked at me, she goes, Anna, I got a thing for Santa Claus.
What?
She's got a thing. She's got a crush on Santa.
It's creepy, man.
It's not creepy.
I'm not here for that, the crush on Santa Claus thing.
It's Anna.
I mean, she's a grown woman, so she can do what she wants, obviously, with her choices.
I got a thing for Santa Claus.
And I like that she's happy, obviously, in her joy.
Mm-hmm.
But I always found it weird when ladies, like, sit on Santa's lap or get a little bit fresh with Santa. Like, that's just weird to me. Santa can't go to the pub, all right? He can't go to the pub because all the girls are like, oh!
Santa's the perfect guy. He doesn't bother you all year long. He leaves you alone. He shows up once a year and brings you presents.
No.
He's perfect.
But you can't be all over Santa.
He's jolly.
The dad bod really was big the last couple of years. It's true.
People love the dad bod. It's the Santa bod.
Yeah,
I don't
know,
man. He was rocking that before dad bod was even a thing.
Oh, God. Oh. Right. A pioneer, really, if you will. Of course, he's also 1,000 years old.
Well.
It's creepy.
I don't know.
It's also creepy when Santa has, like, rock-hard abs. And he's, like, ripped.
Oh, no, no, no. When the fire department puts out the Santa, like, when they all dress like Santa.
It's too much.
Yeah, I'm there for that. But who is, like, the weird person that you have a thing for? Not, like, a celebrity, but, like, the unconventional, like, you got a thing for him.
Well, Ariel from Little Mermaid doesn't count.
No, I think she counts. I think, because she's...
Betty Rubble.
Good. good.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
You just like all the Disney princesses.
This is a big year.
I feel like you should be banned from Disney World.
But I feel like Snow White was like the one that, like, she was like your Mrs. Robinson. She was the like the one that taught you how to kiss.
Mm.
Right? She was like, don't tell anybody.
What are you talking about?
She was your babysitter.
She needed a kiss to wake up.
I'm just saying. Well, she's putting people out, too. She was knocking people out.
Oh.
Before then, she was kissing me.
She wasn't. You know who I had a thing for always?
Who's that?
Einstein.
What?
Isn't there something sexy about Einstein?
Well, his brain.
But his hair and his glasses. He always looked somewhat surprised. Like, right? Don't you think so? Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, it's Anna. Hey, Einstein. What's up, Albert? I'll call you
He
Al.
Always looks surprised.
You can call me Al.
Or Alec.
There's something hot about him.
You think Snow White is Sleeping Beauty is more creepy than that?
A little bit.
You're going to make out with your grandfather with his aging spots and his wild hair?
He was very smart. He was very, very smart.
That is creepy, man.
Who do you have a thing for? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna Raven. Let us know there. 1-800-330-9999. Time for Can't Beat Raven with Anna and Raven. Kristen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Kristen.
All right. Kristen, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
I sure am. Thank you.
Number one, J-Lo brought back her iconic green dress again on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. Who is the designer of that dress?
Versace.
Number two, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back for season 3. What streaming service can you watch it?
Oh, Netflix.
Number three, Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year is Megan Rapinoe. What sport does she play?
Soccer.
Number four, Vanna White is hosting Wheel of Fortune for 3 weeks while her co-host recovers from surgery. Who is her co-host?
Pat Sajak.
And number five, Golden Globes is being criticized for nominating only men in the Best Director category. This English comedian, best known for writing and acting in the British series of The Office, will be hosting. Who is it?
Mindy Kaling?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven, come on in.
Yo, how'd you do?
Kristen got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, J-Lo brought back her iconic green dress again on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. Who is the designer of that dress?
Versace.
Versace is correct.
Who could forget?
Yeah. Woo! Number two, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back for season 3.
Yeah.
What streaming service can you watch it?
You did this to me before. Oh, gosh. I get this one wrong every time. I'm going to...
I need a final answer, Raven.
Hulu?
No.
Amazon
Prime.
Yes, that was my other guess.
For the record, I don't watch much TV, but The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is the best show on television.
You tell us every time.
Fantastic.
It's a woman doing old school comedy in the 50s, and it's so funny.
It is. Hater. Number three, Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year is Megan Rapinoe. What sport does she play?
Soccer.
That's right. Number four, Vanna White is hosting Wheel of Fortune for 3 weeks while her co-host recovers from surgery. Who's her co-host?
Pat Sajak.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Raven, you need this last one to beat her. Golden Globes being criticized for nominating only men in the Best Director category. This English comedian, best known for writing and acting in the British series of The Office, will be hosting. Who is it?
That's Ricky Gervais.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kristen.
Oh. They didn't nominate a single thing, a single person from When They See Us.
Mm.
That show was unbelievably done. I can't even believe it.
Can we just get to the point where we say these award shows are awful and they're fake and we should just stop watching them?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you missed that entire series because it was incredible.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kristen. He beat you 4-3 this morning.
Kristen Gollier from Fairfield, Connecticut. And I can't be Raven.
Thank you so much for trying, Kristen. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Better luck next time.
We'll get another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's going to be coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I love this. So you can nominate at star999.com your everyday hero. It's someone that goes above and beyond for maybe you, your family, or your community. It's Anna and Raven. And we received a nomination from Sabrina. And Sabrina is joining us along with Mr. Santoli, the principal at Assumption Catholic School in Fairfield. Sabrina, can you tell us why you nominated Principal Santoli?
Good morning. I sure can. Well, when I first visited Assumption Catholic School, I was received with such a welcoming and kind, in a kind manner. And it just made me feel like it was a real community. And I started paying attention that Mr. Santoli was more than a principal. I worked as a teacher, so I have met my share of principals. And he was there doing all sorts of work, sweeping the floors, taking the trash, helping make the school a better place for all the kids. And it didn't stop there. Every day you can see him directing traffic and helping in all the little things you wouldn't imagine a principal would do.
I giggled and yelled out loud when I got your email for the Everyday Hero, because I've seen Principal Santoli in action. I've been over at Assumption, and the kids love you. Mm. You're like their giant teddy bear.
I know, right?
Yeah. And you're sweeping floors and mopping floors and throwing out trash. How does it feel to be recognized for all the work you do?
It feels great. You know, no one becomes a principal, especially a Catholic school principal, expecting to be recognized or honored. You do it for the love of the kids, and that's what I do. And those things that I do that go beyond the traditional principal role, that's the reason. Things need to be done. You want to set a good example for the kids. And I love seeing them. I love being with them. And they're the best part of my day. So that's what I try to do.
How much trash is at this school? I mean, I'll come over and give you a hand with trash. If trash is that much of a problem, I mean, it seems like you're a pretty busy guy.
Well, it's been, you know, we had some, you know, it's over the summer. There's a lot of going on. And we're a small shop. Right. It is a community. There's just a small group of people that do it. I don't have an assistant principal. So sure. When there's something else that needs to be done, everybody's busy. Everybody's doing it. If I have the time or the opportunity, I will go ahead and do it. Believe me, I take care of the academics and the discipline and all right. Those other things as well.
You would be the scariest crossing guard I'd ever encountered. I'll tell you right now, I would certainly be in the right line, dropping off and picking up. I would be exactly where you told me to be, Principal.
Yeah, well, you would hope that, but I guess the outside appearance definitely is shocking. But I think when people do get to know me, they realize that that teddy bear thing is appropriate. We had a student last year who, I think Grandma was telling her that I was Santa Claus to keep her in line.
Right.
And she tried to get it out of me. One time she came up and said, "You've got a big belly like Santa." And I said, "Yes, I do." And she also said, "Do you like cookies?" I said, "I love cookies." And she walked away and saying, "I knew it.
Right.
He likes cookies just like Santa."
Right, right.
So
putting together a little ID network, I understand.
Oh, right. We love it. Sabrina, thank you so much for nominating Principal Santoli from Assumption Catholic School in Fairfield. And have a very happy holiday season, and I hope you know how much your students love you. I mean, I could see it walking down the hallways. You have really fostered a community there where, like, everybody is happy, the kids are happy, and I think it starts at the top and works down, and I'm so glad you've been recognized for it.
Well, I am too, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say that on January 26th, we're having an open house, and you can come down and see it as well. And I thank you, Sabrina, and I thank, I'm going to go back and thank Bernardo. He's not really sure if he knows about this.
Yeah, he's only 3 years old. Yeah. Wait, how old is he?
He's three and a half.
Does he realize yet? Does he love going to school?
I forgot to tell him. Oh. He loves school. He cries Saturday and Sunday because he wants to go to school.
Oh,
so,
well, that's
he
nice.
Loves it.
So sweet.
Enjoy
and
that.
Thank you. And thank you, Star 99.9, for making this happen, because when I heard on the radio about the promotion, I immediately stopped, pulled down to the side of the road, and wrote the email really quick. I didn't do a spell check or grammar check. I just sent it.
Don't judge, I promise.
And I forgot about it. And when I got the email with the news, I was speechless. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for helping me recognize Mr. Santoli and the whole school as well. Thank
you. Fantastic. If you want to nominate the Everyday Hero in your life, you could also head to star999.com.